You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, going to try and wrap this up today. Tribulation is coming. Why? And I'm going to add to this, not only the why, so we can understand it, what can we do to protect ourselves? Obviously, that is being in a covenant relationship with God, and He will protect us. However, most people don't know that the way you violate this covenant relationship is to abhor God's laws, His commandments, statutes, judgments, ordinances, precepts. This is what people reject and don't want to. In Leviticus 26, where we've spent the last few days, it tells us that if we don't observe all of His commandments, and we do despise them, that violates His covenant. We're no longer in a covenant relationship with Him. Over and over, He says, if we do this, He's going to punish us with plagues. This country is being punished with plagues today. In Leviticus 26, verse 31, He says, I will lay your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation, and I will not smell the fragrance of your sweet aromas. I will bring the land to desolation. Your enemies who dwell in it shall be astonished at it. I will scatter you among the nations and draw the sword after you. Your land shall be desolate and your cities waste. Destruction is coming on this country because we hate God's instructions, His laws, His commandments. Verse 34, then the land shall enjoy its Sabbaths as long as it lies desolate and you are in your enemy's land. Then the land shall rest and enjoy its Sabbaths. He's done this before to Israel. He'll do this again today to those that claim a covenant relationship with Him and violate it. Then the land shall rest and enjoy its Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, for the time it did not rest on your Sabbaths when you dwelt in it. We no longer keep the Sabbath. Sunday keepers don't even keep Sunday as a Sabbath. Just, you know, take a little time off for church in the morning and then the rest is a secular day. Verse 36, and as for those of you who are left, I will send faintness into their heart of the lands and their enemies. The sound of a shaken leaf shall cause them to flee, and they shall flee as though fleeing from a sword. And they shall fall when no one pursues. They shall stumble over one another as it were before a sword. And they shall perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And those of you who are left shall waste away in their iniquity of the enemy's lands, also in their father's iniquities, which are with them, and they shall waste away. Now listen up, people. 21 times God says, I. He tells us, I will, He will, He Himself will punish us for our violations and our rebellion against His laws. Today, we rebel and we violate the vast majority of God's laws. Jesus told us that there was going to be a day of reckoning, and most of us are going to see that day of reckoning in our lifetimes. Please repent. Please start obeying God. Not some man, not some preacher, not somebody on television or radio. God, He is the one you need to listen to. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.